Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. Prince Harry, the husband of American Meghan Markle, the son of Princess Diana, just made some news because he is encouraging people to quit their job if it doesn't bring them joy. That's what Prince Harry said.
I mean, he is a living example of that, right? Didn't he quit his job because...
Yeah, he quit being Prince Harry. He quit being a prince when the American beauty, Meghan Markle, met him, married him, and then said, let's get the hell out of England and let's go to Los Angeles, California. But I thought it was interesting how it's making headlines, him saying that you should quit your job if it doesn't bring joy.
Now, he elaborated. He didn't just say, like, just quit cold turkey. He meant, like, I'm hoping he meant quit and try something better, quit and follow your dreams, quit and take risks and do something to bring it. He didn't just say quit and just sit on the couch, right?
No, he said if you should quit your job if it doesn't bring you joy. So I'm thinking, how many Americans, if they listened to him, would not go to work today?
It depends on how many Americans find joy in their work, I guess. But it is the Christmas season, so that should be joy enough, right?
Isn't it safe to say the majority of people who go to work every day, their job does not bring them joy? Isn't it safe to say that?
Yeah, I would assume so.
Prince Harry believes it is important for people to work at jobs that they enjoy, and that leaving a miserable career is good for one's mental health.
I agree with all that. Here's the deal, though. There are certain jobs that bring me joy, but it was the people, not the job. Like, you can go to a job and enjoy the actual job that you do, but it's the people that you work around that makes the job miserable. So he needs to specify what he means. Does he mean like, hey, like, you can have the dream job, but even a dream job can bring you stress?
I'll say it one more time, what he means, okay, Coleman.
Please, because I'm hoping he has more than that.
Prince Harry is encouraging people to quit their job if it doesn't bring them joy.
Okay, but what about money?
He's not...
Joy, I get what you're saying, but... I'm hoping he has more than that. I'm just hoping he has more than that.
Nah, there's not much more there.
Huh.
You're right. He did quit his own job as a senior member of the British royal family. He said that job resignations during the pandemic aren't all bad. He said, quote, in fact, it is a sign that with self-awareness comes the need for change. Many people around the world have been stuck in jobs that didn't bring them joy, and now they're putting their mental health and happiness first. This is something to be celebrated. Look, I understand that he wants everybody, when it comes to mental health, to be happy. But you can't make a blanket statement like you should quit your job if it doesn't bring you joy.
Yeah,
because you know how many people would quit their jobs? And most of us can't quit our jobs because we need the money. We have to be able to,
right.
We have to be able to pay our rent or mortgage. We have to be able to afford to pay for food to put in our family's stomachs. We can't just quit our job if it doesn't bring us joy.
That's the part I think Prince Harry is missing. See, he was able to quit because he had a lot of money to fall back on, so he was able to do it. And then when he was talking about, during the pandemic, people realized that they were miserable and they started quitting their jobs to focus on their mental health. Well, some of those same people was getting money from the government to quit their jobs. They were able to do it because they had something to fall back on that would carry them over for their finances. But now we're getting to the point where that's about to cut off for regular people, or it probably has already cut off for regular people. And then you're in a situation like, well, now what? You know, you can start an OnlyFans, I guess.
He said, while on the surface, it looks like these last couple of years brought all these issues to the foreground, the reality is these struggles and issues have been brewing for quite some time. We're just at the beginning of the mental health awakening, he said. This work has never been more important because people are finally paying attention, and a big component of this mission is building awareness and continuing to pioneer the conversation.
This text says, this is Robbie, if I quit my job, will Prince Harry pay my bills?
That's what I mean. Prince Harry can't be telling people to quit their job if it doesn't bring them joy. Because the majority of people who go to work every day, their jobs don't bring them joy. Their jobs let them live their lives.
Well, how many people do you think actually listens to Prince Harry, though? So that's a good caveat. How many people are actually going to listen to Prince Harry and say, you know what, that's a good idea? How many people are going to listen to Prince Harry and say, I don't know if I should do that. He's Prince Harry. Look at all the mistakes he's made. This dude was a whole prince and then got pee-whipped and came to America.
Yeah, it's safe to say he is pee-whipped, isn't it?
Yeah.
Although she is so good-looking. I think she's one of the prettiest women I've ever seen.
Should we still call him Prince Harry since he quit being a prince? Or he's just Harry now, like regular Harry, right?
Just call him Harry.
Yeah, that's it. I wonder what Harry's doing for a living since he's not royalty anymore.
Didn't they sign a deal with Netflix to help make television shows?
Okay.
Didn't they do that, and they're making piles of money?
If we could all be that lucky.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing whatever Harry's doing now is bringing him joy. Oh, he's doing Meghan Markle. Of course, he's getting a lot of joy in his life.
Prince Harry encourages people to quit job if it doesn't bring joy. Thanks, Harry. And then do what? Find a job that brings us joy?
That's what I'm saying. He should have ended it up with something like that. Don't just say quit your job if it doesn't bring you joy. He should have followed it with follow your dreams or take risks and do something you want. Something after that. Just saying quit your job if it doesn't bring you joy and just ending it right there was unfulfilling.
Yeah, most people aren't princes and princesses and have that to fall back on and have that to be financially backed up the way it is. Yeah, most of us just can't go quit a job because it doesn't bring us joy.
This text says, I don't enjoy hearing about Harry and Meghan, so does that mean he'll take his ass back to Britain?
Yeah, in text. I wish it was that easy. And I wish it was that easy finding a woman who looks like Meghan Markle to marry. But that's what Prince Harry has to say. Thanks, pal. Appreciate that. All right, coming up on the show this morning, Gorilla Glue Girl is back in the news. The local from St. Bernard Parish. She's making news again. And the Saints are making news again as well. But it's not good news. This rough season for the Saints continues. We got a lot to get to on the show this morning. Hang out with us. here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only. Classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only. Classic rock station. Good morning. I'm John Osterlund. Man wins lottery twice after forgetting that he already bought ticket.
Cha-ching.
This guy lives in North Carolina. He won twice on the same day. His name is Scotty Thomas. He forgot that he had already bought a lottery ticket for the Lucky for Life drawing and accidentally purchased a second ticket with the exact same numbers. That's how he won twice, because those numbers came up. And he ended up winning the $25,000 a year prize twice.
Cha-ching.
He said, quote, I was just laying in bed watching a basketball game on TV, and I couldn't remember if I filled it out or not. I went ahead and filled it out again, and the next morning, my son asked why there were two different amounts listed. I realized I think I filled it out twice. The mistake worked out for him, though.
So he got to pick his numbers then. He didn't do the quick pick like I do.
Yeah, he actually picked out the same numbers. And he did it twice. And those numbers that he picked actually came out. With both tickets, Scotty Thomas had several options for his winnings. He could claim the yearly prize for both tickets and get $50,000 every year for the rest of his life. Or he could take the lump sum option for a ticket, which came out to $390,000 per ticket. According to the lottery, he could claim one ticket's yearly prize and take the lump sum for the other ticket if he wanted. He said, when I realized I won, I had to lay down on the floor because I really just couldn't believe it. It's just a blessing. So he decided to claim the lump sum for both tickets. After taxes, he'll have about $551,851 left over. He says he plans on paying off some bills, investing in his business, and buying a house.
You know, when I was younger, I always thought if I ever hit the lottery, I would always take the lump sum, the lump sum, the lump sum. But now, the older I get, no matter how much the jackpot is, I think to myself, I'd rather take the annuity. I'd rather take the year. That way I know at the end of the year I got something coming to me. Because I'm too irresponsible. Even if I get a lot of money, I can do a bunch of crazy stuff and blow it. So it's nice knowing that every year I have something coming to me.
Well, he didn't do that, Coleman.
Obviously.
He took the lump sum for both tickets. And again, after taxes, he gets $551,851.
Have you ever thought about what you'd do if you hit the lottery, John?
I would probably take the lump sum.
But not just taking a lump sum, like how do you react? Would you tell somebody? I already have my plan planned out. If I ever hit the lottery, first of all, no one is going to know. I'm going to go to work.
Because then you'd start hearing from people that you haven't heard
exactly.
from in a long time.
Exactly. I'm not buying any major purchases. What I'm going to do is I'm still going to go to work. But every month, I'm going to spend a certain amount of money and make it seem like I'm just doing better at my job and getting raises. Like I might put some new tires on my car 1 month, and the next month I might get a new dryer. You know, I do little things little by little with the money instead of just wilding out and getting a Lamborghini. That way nobody knows that I have all this money.
Well, if you didn't take the lump sum, this lottery in North Carolina that's called Lucky for Life, it would have given him $25,000 a year for life. But because he filled out two tickets with the same number, and that's the number that came out, this guy would have won $50,000 a year for life.
Exactly. That's the rest of his life. Wouldn't you rather get money every year for the rest of your life than a lump sum?
Well,
that's better than a retirement plan.
The lump sum after taxes was $551,851. So that would be about 11 years.
Right.
Him getting $50,000 a year.
This text says, a bird in the hand is better than two in the bush. You always take the lump sum. I don't trust myself with the lump sum. I don't. How much is it to go to space again with Jeff Bezos? Like $25 million?
Yeah, a lot more than that.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I can't do the lump sum.
So if you filled out the lottery ticket twice and they said you're gonna get a check for $50,000 once a year, I would
do that, yes. Because that's for the rest of my life. I have a lot of life left. So yeah, it'd be good knowing that no matter what stupid decision I make throughout the year, I got $50,000 coming to me no matter what I do.
I think most people would take the lump sum.
I know that. I would have too back in my younger days, but after thinking about it, I would rather get the annuity.
If you're listening, you could text us. You'd take the lump sum, right?
Yes, text says. The lump sum is life-changing. $50K a year won't change much. It would change a lot for me. $50K a year is life-changing for me. Hell yeah, it is.
And again, it's 50 and not 25 because he forgot if he filled out the lottery ticket or not. So he filled it out again, and he chose the exact same numbers. So he had two tickets, and those were the numbers that were that came out.
Smokey says, I would take the lump sum because if you go to jail for a felony or die, you don't get bleep. Well, if you have all that money coming to you, why would you go to jail in the first place? Like, don't go to jail. That's easy. Don't do illegal stuff. If you win the lottery, after you win the lottery, stop doing illegal stuff that puts you in jail. What's the point? You don't have to rob anybody. What kind of federalese would you get involved in if you have all this money?
Yeah, I like the $551,851 because that's after taxes. Mm-hmm. He already paid the taxes on his income. And that's the check he's getting.
Yeah, but how much does that actually get you in life? Like maybe two trips around the world and maybe start a business? And then that's it?
You could invest a bunch of it. I think that's better than once a year getting $50,000. Although I mean that would be nice too, but I would take the lump sum, that the $551,851 after taxes.
Mike says $50K for life. I wouldn't quit my job, and I would stockpile. That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't quit my job either, and I would stockpile all the way to retirement. That's what I mean. Like, if I got $50K a year, I still would do regular stuff. I still would go to work every day. So it'd be like just a safety net. $50K at the end of the year while still working. That's beautiful.
Yeah, $50K a year, keep your job, or...
And just live a regular life knowing you just got $50K coming in no matter what you do.
Or lump sum it, $551,851 after taxes. You wouldn't have to go to work for a little while.
Yeah, like I still do it though because I enjoy it. This text says, and plus I want to be like Bruce Wayne. I want to live an alternative lifestyle. Like I said, if I hit the lottery, I wouldn't tell nobody. So going to work every day would keep up my guys.
was Bruce Wayne's alternative lifestyle Batman?
Yeah. This text says, if I got the lump sum, I'd blow it in a year, so I'll take the annuity. That's my theory. That's my thought process.
Yeah, text us, 504-260-9595. Keep them short. If your text is good, we will read it coming up next on the show. What would you do? I'd take the lump sum. Because Lord knows how many years are we going to live? Scotty Thomas of North Carolina. There's a lucky guy, and he got lucky twice by forgetting if he filled out his lottery ticket or not. So he filled it out twice. Those were the numbers that were picked, and he ended up instead of $25,000 a year for life, winning $50,000 a year for life. Boy, what are the odds of that? I mean, the odds of him winning it once are astronomical. He's got a better chance of getting hit by lightning. But the numbers he picked, they came out, and he forgot if he filled out the ticket or not, so he just filled it out again. And so he got astronomically lucky times two. Good job, Scotty Thomas. Text us if you want. I'd take the lump sum. Coleman would take the yearly check. Hey, coming up this morning on the show, the local woman who got the nickname Gorilla Glue Girl because she ended up putting Gorilla Glue Girl in her hair, she's making headlines again. But most of us, we don't make headlines that go all over the place once in our life. Much like winning the lottery, let alone twice. Gorilla Glue Girl from St. Bernard Parish is making headlines again. We'll tell you why. We got a lot to get to on the show this morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. If you're just joining us, we were talking about a man in North Carolina who bought a lottery ticket, filled out the numbers, but then he forgot if he did that or not. So he did it again. He bought another lottery ticket, filled out the same numbers, and then those numbers were called. And if someone won that lottery, it was in North Carolina. It was called the Lucky for Life lottery. Someone would win $25,000 a year for life. But because he filled out the numbers twice, he couldn't remember if he did it the first time, he could win $50,000 a year for life or take it in a lump sum, which he did, which was $551,851 after taxes. I asked you, would you take the 50 grand a year check every year? Or would you take the lump sum like he did? His name is Scotty Thomas from North Carolina. I would take the lump sum. Coleman said he'd take the $50,000 a year check each year for life. I asked you to text us, which one would you take?
This first text says, take the lump sum. You're not promised tomorrow.
So I mean, how much longer are we going to live? What if we get hit by a bus tomorrow?
You can't miss what you don't have. Crow and Slidell says, I think I might have to go with Oslin on this one. I'll take the lump sum. This text says, in 10 years, $50,000 would be worth $20,000. Take the lump sum. This text says, $50,000 annual would get taxed. Keep working and enjoy life's treats. Lump sum and invest in Bitcoin or ADA. This check says, the lump sum. Not all of us enjoy our jobs as much as Colvin, obviously. Papa Lock PJ says, I'll take the lump sum, pay off my house, cars, and debt, and I have a lot left in savings or invest in my own company. That's what I would do. This text says, if you're young, the annuity seems like the best way to go. But if you're up in age in life, there's so many uncertainties. If something happens to you, it goes back to the state and your heirs would get nothing. Personally, I would want my family to benefit from it.
Yeah, thank you for the text. We always appreciate them, and we welcome you to text our show anytime when we're on. And always keep it short. And if your text is good, we'll read it on the show. And please never, ever text while you're driving. From Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. J.O. here with you. And the world got to meet a St. Bernard Parish resident not that long ago. And it's all because she did something that had a lot of us scratching our heads. You remember Gorilla Glue Girl? Her name is Tessica Brown. She made international headlines when she mistakenly put Gorilla Glue in her hair. And then she couldn't get her hair to move. She ended up having to fly out to Beverly Hills, California, and some surgeon operated on her head for free. And she had a lot of people talking about her. Well, she's back in the news again. She's once again having issues with her hair. She recently posted a video on her social media sharing a new problem she now has with her hair. Her hair is falling out. She started losing it in clumps after using chemicals to change her hair color. In the video, she said, I really thought my hair was strong enough for chemicals. I dyed my hair, and this happened. And she's holding clumps of her own hair in her hands. She explains in the video that she wanted to cover up a few gray hairs, so she decided to dye her hair before showering. While she was washing her hair, she noticed her hair falling out in clumps.
Which is weird. I thought she was a professional hairdresser. You'd think she would know how strong the chemicals are, right?
I didn't think she was a professional hairdresser.
Yeah, that's what her TikTok videos was all about, giving hair tips. That's how she ended up putting I don't know if she was a professional hairdresser, but I know she gave beauty tips.
Who would go to her as a professional hairdresser if she became internationally famous for putting Gorilla Glue in her hair by mistake?
I don't know. But I have a theory, John. I think she did it on purpose. Now, you remember when this whole Gorilla Glue thing came out, she was having problems with a GoFundMe and stuff like that, and then she ended up linking up with these some organization that take people that go viral and they help them manage them, I guess, like they become their agents.
Yeah.
What if this is a ploy to put her back in the spotlight to sell merchandise again? Because she did hook up with those people, and we never heard from her since. But now that she hooked up with those people, here she is again. I think this is a well-crafted plan to get her back in the limelight based on that little agency company that she signed with that's going to help her with a 15 minutes of fame to get 20 minutes of fame.
Well, through that agency company, she's got a manager now.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, she has a manager. Her manager's name is Gina Rodriguez. And Gina Rodriguez said that Gorilla Glue Girl dyed her hair brown 2 days ago. Now she might have to shave her head because her hair is like elastic and it comes right out when she uses a comb.
Now, how would a manager know that? See, I think they're in league together. I think this is a ploy. I think this is a PR stunt. I'm convinced. I'm convinced it's a stunt. I think she knows exactly what she's doing.
Remember not that long after the whole Gorilla Glue incident, she had merchandise.
Exactly.
Gorilla Glue Girl merchandise. Like, you could buy a hooded sweatshirt, a t-shirt, maybe even a hat. But you could buy Gorilla Glue Girl stuff.
Right, and then you got free pub. The reason that surgeon helped her out with a Gorilla Glue situation was because he got free publicity. Now everybody knows who this surgeon is. So now here she is losing her hair. That means some company is going to come out and say, well, we'll save you and give you these wigs, or we have this hair growth product that you can use, and we'll let you use it for free, just so she could tell the story like, hey, I was going bald, but I got this product from these people, whether it's a wig or hair growth spray or some kind of super soldier serum that makes you get an afro. Then that company could say, we helped this Gorilla Glue girl out. You should try our products too.
You sent her a friend request on Facebook.
Yeah, she never got back with me. Maybe I should go to Gino instead, Gino Rodriguez, and see if we could get a...
Her manager?
Yeah. I did it wrong. I went straight to the source. Now, you know, when you get to that level of fame, you got to go through people. Have her people call my people. But I am the people.
I mean, most people never make headlines that go all around the world once in their life, and she did. Gorilla Glue Girl from St. Bernard Parish here. She mistakenly put Gorilla Glue in her hair, and her hair wouldn't move after that, and she had to get it surgically taken care of. Well, now, just when you thought you'd never hear from her again, now she has another video that went viral on her social media because her hair is falling out in clumps. And I evidently, they didn't mention if this had anything to do with Gorilla Glue or not, her past use of Gorilla Glue.
But think about that. You just said as soon as you thought you would never hear from her again. Well, if you never heard from her again, that means her manager did an awful job. Because the manager was supposed to put out in the public spotlight. That's what I think is a ploy. If we never heard from her again, that means he failed as a manager. See?
So you're saying the clumps of hair she's holding in her hands on her video that went viral is not her hair?
No, I'm saying it's her hair, but I think she's doing this on purpose. Hair grows back.
Wow, there she is. Gorilla Glue Girl. Back in the news. From DeParish. Coming up next, it's this morning's Big O. And this has something to do with what if you find something while you're working on someone's house. This is some story. We'll tell you about it next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, I'm John Osterlund. And since it's a few minutes after 7, it's time for this morning's Big O.
Oh. Oh.
This story, and we always want to get your take on the Big O. That's why I always, I ask you how you feel about what we talk about during the Big O segment. Did you see the story of the plumber who was doing work at the massive church of that preacher Joel Osteen in Houston? A plumber was doing plumbing work, and he found $600,000 in cash.
Cha-ching.
Inside one of the walls of his massive church in Houston, Texas. That church where he presides, that was the old Summit Arena in Houston, where the Houston Rockets used to play their basketball games. They got a new arena, and when they got a new arena, that building was sold to Joel Osteen. He's a preacher. He's a multi-millionaire preacher. And recently, a plumber found $600,000 in cash. It was in one of the walls. And now he wants a reward. He thinks.
The plumber?
Yeah. He thinks Joel Osteen or his church, it's called Lakewood Church, should give him a reward. Do you think he should get a reward?
What's the significance of finding the money? Like, was the money missing? What's the story behind the money? If the money's just in the walls and it's just there, what did he do to make him feel like he needs a reward for finding it?
Here's why, Coleman.
Okay.
Because about 7 years ago,
all right,
in 2014, there was a big theft at that church.
Okay.
And he just found hundreds of envelopes of cash and checks that could be connected to that theft at the church back in 2014.
All right.
The plumber said, "I didn't solve their case, but I solved very key important clues as to what could or may have happened there."
But did he solve the plumbing problem? Did he solve the, like, was the money causing a blockage in the toilet?
He's a plumber. I'm sure he fixed their plumbing problems.
Okay, well,
but
yeah,
while he was fixing their plumbing problems, he happened to find $600,000 in cash that was in hundreds of envelopes. There were cash and checks that totaled $600,000 that he just found in the wall of the church.
Now, if they can prove that money that the plumber found was somehow connected to the robbery, I don't know why a robbery or the thief would steal money from the church and hide it in the church. Especially if you have to come back and get it at some point. It seemed like it was a botched robbery. To me, this just seems like money that's just been hiding the walls because rich people do stuff like that. Well, I got money hiding under my bed. But if I call a roach guy to come, you know, clear my houses of roaches and he finds the money under the bed, he doesn't deserve a reward.
Here's the difference, though, Coleman.
Okay.
Because in 2014, when the church got robbed, when Crime Stoppers offered a $25,000 reward,
mm-hmm,
for information leading to an arrest, no arrests have ever been made. And here we are 7 years later.
If they could connect the money to the theft, yes, give this guy a reward. But if it's just money hanging out in the walls for some weird reason that we don't know about, nah, just help, you know, just pay him for the plumbing job that he did. Especially if he fixed the toilets. If he fixed the toilets, yes, pay this man for the toilets that he fixed.
I think they should throw him a few bucks.
We don't know if this money's connected to the crime or not. He just found, Joel Osteen himself could have put that money in the wall for the hell of it for whatever reason. That doesn't mean that money's connected to the theft. Like, it'll be something if they can prove it. If they can say, yes, this money that's missing is connected to the theft that we did in 2014, or the theft that happened in 2014, and we found the money. Yes, give this guy a reward. But if he just happened to find some money and you can't prove or connect that money came from that theft, no, he doesn't deserve a reward.
Well, the money was in, like I said, it was in hundreds of envelopes, which means that money was being donated to the church.
Yeah. And it's in the church. It's in the church walls. You know what I'm saying?
It's in the wall of the church.
Yeah, I know that's weird. Don't get me wrong. I know that having money in a wall of a church is weird, but having money in the wall of a church at this point is not a crime. If they could connect this money to a crime, yes, give this guy a reward. But if it's just money just hanging out in the walls of a bathroom of a super mega church, that in itself is not a crime to me.
Well, look, the guy was doing work. He found a lot of money. The money, there was a theft at that church 7 years ago that no one's been arrested for. It could be from there. I think the church, I think Joel Osteen should hook up this plumber with a nice tip for his plumbing work. If you're listening, do you think this guy should get a few bucks? And I wanted to ask you something else, too. What do you think of pastors like Joel Osteen? What do you think of guys like him who literally make millions of dollars through the church? The church is a tax-exempt place. Have you ever donated to one of these mega preachers? I mean, do you donate to your church? I want you to text us at 504-260-9595. Keep your text short. If it's good, we'll read it coming up next on the show. And never, ever text while you're driving. There's a couple of questions here. Should this plumber get a few of these bucks? I think he should.
For what? Just finding it?
Yeah.
What if Joel Osteen hid the money behind the wall on purpose? Like, it's not part of a crime. What if the money's just there because that's where he wants it to be?
Well, if he says that, then that would tell you something about Joel Osteen, huh?
Is it illegal to hide money in your own megachurch? It's not a crime to hide your own money behind the walls of your own church.
Do you have a problem with someone like Joel Osteen who makes millions and millions of dollars through a tax-exempt business, the church?
Are you asking me personally?
Yeah.
No, because in America we have freedom of religion, and there's actually a denomination of Christianity called gospel. It's called I forget what kind of gospel it's called, but it's based on profit. Like guys like Joel Osteen, Creflo Dollar, prosperity gospel, that's what it's called. And they preach that if God really loves you, he's going to give you a lot of blessings, and that money is a part of the blessings. And even though I think it's bull, in America we have freedom of religion. If that's what these people actually believe and they want to donate to the church and they want to make Joel Osteen or Creflo Dollar millions of dollars, they have their religious freedom to do that. So, no, I don't have a problem with it at all. It's their personal beliefs. This is America.
If the plumber, Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, I'm John Osterlund. And since it's a few minutes after 7, it's time for this morning's Big O. This story, and we always want to get your take on the Big O. That's why I always... I ask you how you feel about what we talk about during the Big O segment. Did you see the story of the plumber who was doing work at the massive church of that preacher Joel Osteen in Houston? A plumber was doing plumbing work and he found $600,000 in cash.
Cha-ching.
Inside one of the walls of his massive church in Houston, Texas. That church where he presides, that was the old Summit Arena in Houston where the Houston Rockets used to play their basketball games. they got a new arena. And when they got a new arena, that building was sold to Joel Osteen. He's a preacher. He's a multi-millionaire preacher. And recently, a plumber found $600,000 in cash. It was in one of the walls. And now he wants a reward. He thinks.
The plumber?
Yeah. He thinks Joel Osteen or his church, it's called Lakewood Church, should give him a reward. Do you think he should get a reward?
What's the significance of finding the money? Like, was the money missing? What's the story behind the money? If the money's just in the walls and it's just there, what did he do to make him feel like he needs a reward for finding it?
Here's why, Coleman.
Okay.
Because about 7 years ago,
all right,
in 2014, there was a big theft at that church.
Okay.
And he just found hundreds of envelopes of cash and checks that could be connected to that theft at the church back in 2014.
All right.
The plumber said, "I didn't solve their case, but I solved very key important clues as to what could or may have happened there."
But did he solve the plumbing problem? Did he solve the, like, was the money causing a blockage in the toilet?
He's a plumber. I'm sure he fixed their plumbing problems.
Okay, well,
but
yeah,
while he was fixing their plumbing problems, he happened to find $600,000 in cash that was in hundreds of envelopes. There were cash and checks that totaled $600,000 that he just found in the wall of the church.
Now, if they can prove that money that the plumber found was somehow connected to the robbery, I don't know why a robbery or the thief would steal money from the church and hide it in the church, especially if you have to come back and get it at some point. It seemed like it was a botched robbery. To me, this just seems like money that's just been hiding the walls because rich people do stuff like that. Well, I got money hiding under my bed. But if I call a roach guy to come, you know, clear my houses of roaches and he finds the money under the bed, he doesn't deserve a reward.
Here's the difference, though, Coleman.
Okay.
Because in 2014, when the church got robbed, when Crime Stoppers offered a $25,000 reward for information leading to an arrest, no arrests have ever been made. And here we are 7 years later.
If they could connect the money to the theft, yes, give this guy a reward. But if it's just money hanging out in the walls for some weird reason that we don't know about, nah, just help, you know, just pay him for the plumbing job that he did. Especially if he fixed the toilets. If he fixed the toilets, yes, pay this man for the toilets that he fixed.
I think they should throw him a few bucks.
We don't know if this money's connected to the crime or not. He just found, Joel Osteen himself could have put that money in the wall for the hell of it for whatever reason. That doesn't mean that money's connected to the theft. Like, it'll be something if they can prove it. If they can say, yes, this money that's missing is connected to the theft that we did in 2014, or the theft that happened in 2014, and we found the money. Yes, give this guy a reward. But if he just happened to find some money, and you can't prove or connect that money came from that theft, no, he doesn't deserve a reward.
Well, the money was in, like I said, it was in hundreds of envelopes, which means that money was being donated to the church.
Yeah. And it's in the church. It's in the church walls. You know what I'm saying?
It's in the wall of the church.
Yeah, I know that's weird. Don't get me wrong. I know that having money in a wall of a church is weird, but having money in the wall of a church at this point is not a crime. If they could connect this money to a crime, yes, give this guy a reward. But if it's just money just hanging out in the walls of a bathroom of a super mega church, that in itself is not a crime to me.
Well, look, the guy was doing work. He found a lot of money. The money, there was a theft at that church 7 years ago that no one's been arrested for. It could be from there. I think the church, I think Joel Osteen should hook up this plumber with a nice tip for his plumbing work. If you're listening, do you think this guy should get a few bucks? And I wanted to ask you something else too. What do you think of pastors like Joel Osteen? What do you think of guys like him who literally make millions of dollars through the church? The church is a tax-exempt place. Have you ever donated to one of these mega preachers? I mean, do you donate to your church? I want you to text us at 504-260-9595. Keep your text short. If it's good, we'll read it coming up next on the show. And never, ever text while you're driving. There's a couple of questions here. Should this plumber get a few of these bucks? I think he should.
For what? Just finding it?
Yeah.
What if Joel Osteen hid the money behind the wall on purpose? Like, it's not part of a crime. What if the money's just there because that's where he wants it to be?
Well, if he says that, then that would tell you something about Joel Osteen, huh?
Is it illegal to hide money in your own megachurch? It's not a crime to hide your own money behind the walls of your own church.
Do you have a problem with someone like Joel Osteen who makes millions and millions of dollars through a tax-exempt business, the church?
Are you asking me personally?
Yeah.
No, because in America we have freedom of religion, and there's actually a denomination of Christianity called gospel. It's called I forget what kind of gospel it's called, but it's based on profit. Like guys like Joel Osteen, Creflo Dollar, prosperity gospel, that's what it's called. And they preach that if God really loves you, he's going to give you a lot of blessings, and that money is a part of the blessings. And even though I think it's bull, in America we have freedom of religion. If that's what these people actually believe and they want to donate to the church and they want to make Joel Osteen or Creflo Dollar millions of dollars, they have their religious freedom to do that. So no, I don't have a problem with it at all. It's their personal beliefs. This is America.
If the plumber had not fixed the loose toilet at the church, the money would still be in the wall. The Houston police are investigating this. And the plumber says, I feel like I should get something. I feel like some type of reward should get offered to me. Houston police said the recovered checks have dates connecting them to the 2014 theft.
All right. Now, see, now we're getting closer. If they can link that, yes, give this guy a reward. Help, now we're talking.
Because Crime Stoppers was offering a $25,000 reward. At the time of the theft in 2014, it was reported that $200,000 in cash and about $400,000 in checks had been stolen from the church safe.
That sounds about right.
So they went from the safe to inside one of the walls near a toilet?
Which one's safe? If you're going to rob a mega church, wouldn't your money be safer behind a wall instead of in the safe where everybody knows, hey, I know where the safe is?
So the questions to you, if you're listening, should the church throw the plumber some money, a reward? I say yes. Coleman's not sure. Also, do you donate to your church, and how do you feel about these multimillionaire preachers who make millions of dollars through the church, a tax-exempt business? Are you okay with that, or do you have an issue with that? the Jim Browns of the world. If your text is good, we will read it coming up next on the show here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. According to the National Enquirer, Madonna drinks her own urine, claiming it has health benefits. She says it's rich in vitamin P. Now, look, that can't be totally false. I mean, the National Enquirer couldn't just print that if there was no truth to it. I mean, I know they print a lot of wild stuff in the National Enquirer, but if much of the stuff they printed was fake and didn't happen, wouldn't they be out of business? Wouldn't they get sued? Don't these celebrities have the best lawyers that could take them out and put them out? Does it shock you that Madonna drinks her own urine?
Nothing Madonna does shock me.
Claiming it has health benefits?
That's the part that shocks me. I think she'd just do it for the hell of it. It wouldn't matter whether it had health benefits or not. She's just that type of chick.
Hey, coming up next on our show, your texts on should that plumber who found the $600,000 in cash in Joel Osteen's church wall in Houston, Texas, should they throw him a few bucks for finding that money? And do you donate to your church? And what do you think about these multi-millionaire church, these guys that make millions and millions of dollars in the name of and off of God? What do you think about these guys like Joel Osteen? Remember, this money was reported stolen 7 years ago.
We don't know that yet. We don't know whether that the money that he found was connected to those. To the
no,
theft.
But there are dates on the checks that go back 7 years, Coleman.
Yeah, they need to connect those dots.
So, and when this money was stolen 7 years ago, Crime Stoppers offered a $25,000 reward. I think this plumber should get something. And what do you think of these multi-million dollar preachers who make all that money off of God? Are you cool with that? Your texts on that are next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here. If you're just joining us, this morning's Big O segment was about that plumber who found $600,000 in the wall of Joel Osteen's megachurch, the former Summit Arena in Houston, Texas, where the Rockets used to play their basketball games. When they got a new arena built, Joel Osteen and his Lakewood church bought that old arena, and now it's his massive church. He's a multi-millionaire preacher, and they were just having some plumbing work done, and a plumber found $600,000. It was in hundreds of envelopes in cash and in checks, found it in the wall. And some of those checks, the date goes back to 2014, where the church was robbed of a lot of money back then. They never arrested anybody back then, but Crime Stoppers offered a $25,000 reward. The plumber says he should get a reward. I think he should get something from the multi-millionaire preacher. And I asked you, do you agree? Do you think that plumber should get some cash? And also, how do you feel about these multi-millionaire preachers who make that much money in the name of God? How do you feel about them?
Kristen Slidell says his reward would have been $600,000 if he would have kept his dumbass mouth shut.
If he didn't say anything.
PB says, yes, he should. The plumber could have kept the money and not said a word, so reward him for being honest, if nothing else. Brian says, I think Joel hid the money there, and I bet he has more hidden somewhere else. But why would you have to hide it? All that money you have, people know you're rich. You shouldn't have to hide it. B.O.B. says, theory, Joel Osteen hid the money in the wall himself and then said it was a theft so the church people could give him more money.
Yeah, in 2014, they reported about $600,000 was stolen, $200,000 of it in cash, the other $400,000 of it in checks. And the checks, according to the Houston police, they go back to 2014 from what this plumber just found. So this could be the money that was reported stolen in 2014. And no arrests have ever been made in that theft.
AJ says, if the money is from a crime, then give that man a reward. If not, he probably needs to be charged because now they have to find a new hiding place for it. This text says, no, don't give him a reward. He had to get in the wall anyway, so he was just doing his job. Anna says, why are these mega churches making so much money and people are still hungry, homeless, especially after hurricanes? I donate directly to nonprofit organizations.
You know, it's interesting that texter just brought up hurricanes. I know during the last big hurricane Houston had that they locked up that church. And they were showing pictures of Joel Osteen's mansion. And they were like, this guy won't open up his church to let, I mean, the former NBA arena. and he won't let people go in there, people that need a place to stay because of the hurricane. And they kept showing his mansion.
And I also think today is the 100th day of Ida recovery, when, speaking of hurricanes, if I recall correctly. Dana says, Joel Osteen is Jim and Tammy Faye Baker all over again. I think he's a scam artist.
I know there are people who feel that way, and I think Joel Osteen should definitely throw this plumber a few bucks.
This text says, if you don't like it, then pick another church. I agree with that. If you don't like what he's doing, you have freedom of religion. He's not holding a gun in anybody's head saying you got to give me this money. They're doing it off of faith. This text says, this is from Ray Marrero. I'd put the money in my tool bag and say nothing because it's not like Joel Osteen needs any more of it. This text says, you shouldn't have to pay for God. Give that plumber $25,000.
That's what Crime Stoppers was offering 7 years ago when this theft happened. And they're looking at the dates on these checks that the plumber found, and they go back to 2014. I think it's pretty safe to say this is the money that they reported missing 7 years ago.
Yeah, mega churches don't bother me as long as everybody's consenting. Everybody has the right for religion and whatever faith they believe in. If they truly believe that donating to these mega churches helps them spiritually and they get to the gates of heaven, I'm not the person to tell them not. I know it sounds crazy to us normal people, but everybody has their faith. Everybody has their freedom of religion. As long as it's all consensual, I'm all for it.
It's just making millions of dollars off of God. In a tax-free business.
That's their faith. It's their freedom of religion. Prosperity gospel, they call it.
And we know the Lord is looking for prophets, but he's not looking for, I don't think, prophets who make such a big profit. But hey, Joel Osteen, he figured out a way to make millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Well, it does say in the Bible, everything done in dark shall come to light. So here it is. A couple of years later, they probably found the money from that theft. So I guess that part of the Bible is true.
Hey, take care of that plumber, Osteen. All right, coming up, I still got the dumbest thing I read all morning. And also, today is a big day in American history, December 7th. We'll talk about that. We still got a lot to get to on the show. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. I'm John Osterlund. Today is December 7th. 80 years ago today, Japan bombed Pearl Harbor, which got us into World War II. It was 7:55 a.m. Hawaii time. it was a Sunday morning. 360 Japanese warplanes appeared out of the clouds above the island of Oahu there in Hawaii. And it was the worst attack on our country from another country that ever happened before. A total of 2,400 Americans were killed 80 years ago today. Another 1,200 were wounded. And the next day, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt went before a joint session of Congress, and that's when he gave his infamous speech saying, yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. In the when he wrote that, that's not what he wrote first. He crossed out the word that he wrote first and replaced it with infamy. What was interesting is after what happened 80 years ago today, you know, in our country, our elected officials have to vote for war. They either vote we should go to war or they vote we're not going to war. Well, after this happened, the United States Senate voted for war against Japan 82 to nothing. The House of Representatives approved the resolution to go to war. They voted 388 to 1 to go to war against Japan. There was one congressperson who dissented, and that was Congresswoman Jeanette Rankin of Montana. She was a devout pacifist. She also cast a dissenting vote against the United States entrance into World War I. And she was the only congressperson to vote, no, we shouldn't go to war. I mean, can you imagine that? Look, I'm no fan of war, but you can't let a country bomb you like that and then let them get away with it.
It's inconsequential. She probably knew that. She probably said, I can stick to my morals and still be known as a pacifist that I am, an anti-war monger or whatever, yet still get the job done because I know the majority of my colleagues will vote yes. So she had it out either way.
But Coleman, knowing that much of the country, the majority of the country, just like the Senate and the Congress, we have to do something about this. She still said, "Nah, I'm anti-war." Yeah, she's basically saying you could do whatever the hell you want to do to us, and we're not gonna do anything to you.
There are people like that. They are pacifists. You can do whatever you want to them, and they believe that they'll karma come get you later, or they believe in peace. Some people believe in nonviolence. There are a lot of monks that preach that. You could go knock a monk upside his head. He'll just sit there and take it and say, peace be with you.
There's not very many monks in the United States Congress or in the United States Senate, though.
Nah. But they are pacifists in the world, though. So you're a history buff. Let me ask you this, because you know, you go to the World War II Museum. You love catching up.
I was just going to bring up the World War II Museum. There's going to be a big day there today. And if you live around here and you haven't gone to the World War II Museum yet, you should pick a day in the near future and go with family and or friends. It is a fantastic museum. It's one of the greatest. It's the best World War II museum on the planet, and it's right here in New Orleans.
So my question is, before Pearl Harbor, was the world already at war, that like World War II was already going on and then we joined in, or did it not become a world war until the United States got involved?
No, Hitler had already started taking over Europe.
All right. So even though it was at war, they dubbed it the World War at that time. Like, the world was at war, but United States was like, nah, let what happened in the European theater happen. But as soon as Pearl Harbor was bombed, that's when we decided to get into the war that was already in progress.
Now, Adolf Hitler was taking over a part of the world already. Okay. He was taking over Europe. And, before Pearl Harbor, there were lots of Americans that said, we need to go help out our European allies. And there were a lot of Americans who said, no, we can't get involved in this. Basically saying, let Hitler take over Europe. It's not in our best interest. It doesn't affect us. There were a lot of Americans who wanted nothing to do with getting involved in that. And then once Pearl Harbor happened, then we have no choice. We have to go, and we have to help them. And then in World War II, 400,000 Americans died during World War II.
I guess that's why some like maybe we shouldn't go to war, because of those numbers right there. You can see why people are skeptical.
Could you imagine if we didn't get involved, what Hitler would have done if he was able to take over all of Europe?
No. You think so? Do you believe that if the United States had not gotten involved, there's no other world power that could have taken down Hitler, whether it be Russia or China, nobody? But China was one of their allies, right?
Well, yeah. Well, and Russia didn't like him either. But they needed us. They needed us to stop that. And then once we got over there, we saw what he was doing to Jewish people. We didn't know that 80 years ago today when Pearl Harbor was bombed. We didn't know what he was doing, exterminating Jewish people. We had no idea. And then when we got over there, realized, we stumbled upon concentration camps, said, oh my God, what is this lunatic doing?
Yeah, Japan woke up a sleeping giant, seems like.
And that's the other thing I was going to say, Coleman. What a dumb move by Japan. What a stupid, dumb move by Japan. And you look at everything the Japanese invent, you wouldn't expect such a dumb move from a smart country. But what a stupid, dumb move by Japan to bomb Pearl Harbor 80 years ago today. So, and obviously, there aren't that many World War II veterans left. My grandfather was in World War II. He was in Europe. And today, what happened 80 years ago today, obviously, should never, ever be forgotten. And I can't stress enough, you should go to the World War II Museum here in New Orleans if you've never been. And even if you've been a few years ago, it's gotten bigger and there's so much more stuff in there. It's a great day. It's a fantastic day going to the World War II Museum here in New Orleans. And it makes me think of Band of Brothers. that was written by a New Orleanian and ended up being a fantastic miniseries that ran on HBO about a group of soldiers who went over there. And I need to go look this up, but I have a feeling that one congressperson, the sole dissenter, the one vote not to go to war against Japan after they bombed us at Pearl Harbor, Jeanette Rankin of Montana. I can't imagine she got reelected. So again, 80 years ago today, you ever see the movie Pearl Harbor?
I'm not sure. It seems I've seen so many World War II movies, I get them confused sometimes.
The one with Ben Affleck?
Maybe.
It was a good one. So that happened 80 years ago today. Coming up, I still got the dumbest thing I read all morning. And we still have other things to get to on our show. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. So Cam Jordan of the Saints tested positive for COVID. So he's got to go through the protocol now. He won't play this week. And their best wide receiver so far this season, Deontay Harris, just got suspended for 3 games because over the summer he got arrested for DUI. And so you could add those two guys to the list of players who are missing games.
Oh.
Yeah, that totally sucks. The good news for the Saints is they play the Jets this weekend up there. It's just with these two guys, it's just another piece telling us that, man, this isn't the Saints' year. But they're fighting, they're trying, and you know, hopefully they end this 5-game losing streak this week against the pitiful New York Jets. And they can get that done. And did you see their cheerleaders, the Saintsations, have changed their name? They're not the Saintsations anymore. They are now the Saints Cheer Crew. I mean, the Saintsations were a better name.
Well, that's what it was. The Saintsations was a name. The Saints Cheer Crew is just what they do. That's like a label. That's like a title.
The crew includes the cheerleaders and stunters.
Oh, I see what they're doing here. So the Saintsations couldn't be just the Saintsations by themselves. So the Saintsations cheerleaders are still the Saintsations, but when the stuntmen or the stunt people come in, now it's all part of the cheer crew in general?
But they're not the Saintsations anymore.
They
are part of the Saints cheer crew.
I know it's early, but...
Think about that. That's just dumb.
Well, that's coming up next. The dumbest thing I read all morning. And, you know, when you break the law, you shouldn't brag about it on social media. Wait till you hear this one coming up next. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. It's that time of our show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. And this is one of those dumbest things I read and dumbest thing I saw all morning. 6 Ocala, Florida residents arrested and facing charges for defrauding a bank after flaunting their crime online.
You idiot!
These 6 Florida women, they went to a bank they deposited fake checks. They deposited bad checks. But then they were able to get $22,000 out of the bank before the bank realized that the checks were fake. And then what they did was they video recorded themselves holding up the money, laughing, dancing, singing, flaunting the money in front of the video camera. And then they put that video online. And that video is what got them busted.
You would think out of all six of them, not one thought, you know what, maybe this is a bad idea. That's the troubling part about it. Not one person in the group said, maybe we shouldn't put this online. Maybe we shouldn't make a video of this. We just got away with this. And the fact that it took six of them to even come up with this plan is also amazing. How do you split $22,000 six ways? That's not a lot, is it?
The women arrested. Quiana High.
You idiot.
Kylacia Daniels.
You idiot.
DeQuarius Anderson.
You idiot.
Monica Thagard.
You idiot.
And Shannon Montgomery.
You idiot.
One of those names don't belong. Shannon? Come on, Shannon. What are you doing hanging out with Coquavity?
Well, yeah, Kylacia, Quiana, and DeQuarius. And they're still looking for Janashi Barnes.
You idiot.
So they got five out of the six women. They're still looking for the sixth. And they're accused of working together to steal more than $22,000. So they had an idea. Let's open up bank accounts with fraudulent checks, with fake checks, checks that are no good. And they were able to get $22,000 out of the bank before the bank realized the checks weren't good. And what did them in was them video recording themselves, playing with the money, dancing, singing, laughing, having a good time, and then posting the video online.
Yeah, Barnes need to stay away from social media for a little while.
So these women who defrauded the bank and then flaunted the crime online, it's the dumbest thing I read and saw all morning. Dum, 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 dum. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, I'm John Osterlund. Today is December 7th. 80 years ago today, Japan bombed Pearl Harbor, which got us into World War II. It was 7:55 a.m. Hawaii time. It was a Sunday morning. 360 Japanese warplanes appeared out of the clouds above the island of Oahu, there in Hawaii. And it was the worst attack on our country from another country that ever happened before. A total of 2,400 Americans were killed 80 years ago today. Another 1,200 were wounded. And the next day, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt went before a joint session of Congress. And that's when he gave his infamous speech saying yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. In the when he wrote that, that's not what he wrote first. He crossed out the word that he wrote first and replaced it with infamy. What was interesting is after what happened 80 years ago today, you know, in our country, our elected officials have to vote for war. They either vote we should go to war or they vote we're not going to war. Well, after this happened, the United States Senate voted for war against Japan 82 to nothing. The House of Representatives approved the resolution to go to war. They voted 388 to 1 to go to war against Japan. There was one congressperson who dissented, and that was Congresswoman Jeanette Rankin of Montana. She was a devout pacifist. She also cast a dissenting vote against the United States' entrance into World War I. And she was the only congressperson to vote, no, we shouldn't go to war. I mean, can you imagine that? Look, I'm no fan of war, but you can't let a country bomb you like that and then let them get away with it.
It's inconsequential. She probably knew that. She probably said, I can stick to my morals and still be known as a pacifist that I am, an anti-war monger or whatever, yet still get the job done because I know the majority of my colleagues will vote yes. So she had it out either way.
But Coleman, knowing that much of the country, the majority of the country, just like the Senate and the Congress, we have to do something about this. She still said, "Nah, I'm anti-war." She's basically saying you could do whatever the hell you want to do to us, and we're not gonna do anything to you.
There are people like that. They are pacifists. You can do whatever you want to them, and they believe that they'll, you know, karma come get you later, or they believe in peace. Some people believe in nonviolence. There are a lot of monks that preach that. You could go knock a monk upside his head. He'll just sit there and take it and say, peace be with you.
There's not very many monks in the United States Congress or in the United States Senate, though.
Nah. But they are pacifists in the world, though. So you're a history buff. Let me ask you this, because you know you go to the World War II Museum. You love catching up.
I was just going to bring up the World War II Museum. There's going to be a big day there today. And if you live around here and you haven't gone to the World War II Museum yet, you should pick a day in the near future and go with family and or friends. It is a fantastic museum. It's one of the greatest. It's the best World War II Museum on the planet, and it's right here in New Orleans.
So my question is, before Pearl Harbor, was the world already at war, that like World War II was already going on and then we joined in, or did it not become a world war until the United States got involved?
No, Hitler had already started taking over Europe.
All right. So even though it was at war, they dubbed it the World War at that time. Like the world was at war, but United States was like, nah, let what happened in the European theater happen. But as soon as Pearl Harbor was bombed, that's when we decided to get into the war that was already in progress.
No, Adolf Hitler was taking over a part of the world already. Okay. He was taking over Europe. And, you know, before Pearl Harbor, there were lots of Americans that said, we need to go help out our European allies. And there were a lot of Americans who said, no, we can't get involved in this. Basically saying, let Hitler take over Europe. It's not in our best interest. It doesn't affect us. There were a lot of Americans who wanted nothing to do with getting involved in that. And then once Pearl Harbor happened, then we have no choice. We have to go, and we have to help them. And then in World War II, 400,000 Americans died during World War II.
I guess that's why some it's like maybe we shouldn't go to war because of those numbers right there. You can see why people are skeptical.
Could you imagine if we didn't get involved, what Hitler would have done if he was able to take over all of Europe?
No. Do you believe that if the United States had not gotten involved, there's no other world power that could have taken down Hitler, whether it be Russia or China, nobody? But China was one of their allies, right?
Well, and Russia didn't like him either. But they needed us. They needed us to stop that. And then once we got over there, we saw what he was doing to Jewish people. We didn't know that 80 years ago today when Pearl Harbor was bombed. We didn't know what he was doing, exterminating Jewish people. We had no idea. And then when we got over there, realized we stumbled upon concentration camps, we said, oh my God, what is this lunatic doing?
Yeah, Japan woke up a sleeping giant, seems like.
And that's the other thing I was going to say, Coleman. What a dumb move by Japan. What a stupid, dumb move by Japan. And you look at everything the Japanese invent. You wouldn't expect such a dumb move from a smart country. But what a stupid, dumb move by Japan to bomb Pearl Harbor 80 years ago today. So, and obviously, there aren't that many World War II veterans left. My grandfather was in World War II. He was in Europe. And today, what happened 80 years ago today, obviously, should never, ever be forgotten. And I can't stress enough, you should go to the World War II Museum here in New Orleans if you've never been. And even if you've been a few years ago, it's gotten bigger and there's so much more stuff in there. It's a great day. It's a fantastic day going to the World War II Museum here in New Orleans. And it makes me think of a Band of Brothers. That was written by a New Orleanian and ended up being a fantastic miniseries that ran on HBO about a group of soldiers who went over there. And I need to go look this up, but I have a feeling that one congressperson, the sole dissenter, the one vote not to go to war against Japan after they bombed us at Pearl Harbor, Jeanette Rankin of Montana. I can't imagine she got reelected. So again, 80 years ago today, you ever see the movie Pearl Harbor?
I'm not sure. It seems I've seen so many World War II movies, I get them confused sometimes.
The one with Ben Affleck?
Maybe.
It was a was a good one. So that happened 80 years ago today. Coming up, I still got the dumbest thing I read all morning. And we still have other things to get to on our show. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. So Cam Jordan of the Saints tested positive for COVID. So he's got to go through the protocol now. He won't play this week. And their best wide receiver so far this season, Deontay Harris, just got suspended for 3 games because over the summer he got arrested for DUI. And so you could add those two guys to the list of players who are missing games.
Oh.
Yeah, that totally sucks. The good news for the Saints is they play the Jets this weekend up there. It's just with these two guys, it's just another piece telling us that, man, this isn't the Saints year. But they're fighting, they're trying, and you know, hopefully they end this 5-game losing streak this week against the pitiful New York Jets. And they can get that done. And did you see their cheerleaders, the Saintsations, have changed their name? They're not the Saintsations anymore. They are now the Saints Cheer Crew. I mean, the Saintsations were a better name.
Well, that's what it was. The Saintsations was a name. The Saints Cheer Crew is just what they do. That's like a label. That's like a title.
The crew includes the cheerleaders and stunters.
Oh, I see what they're doing here. So the Saintsations couldn't be just the Saintsations by themselves. So the Saintsations cheerleaders are still the Saintsations, but when the stuntmen or the stunt people come in, now it's all part of the cheer crew in general?
But they're not the Saintsations anymore.
Oh.
They are part of the Saints cheer crew.
I know it's early, but...
Think about that. That's just dumb.
Well, that's coming up next. The dumbest thing I read all morning. And, you know, when you break the law, you shouldn't brag about it on social media. Wait till you hear this one coming up next. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. It's that time of our show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. And this is one of those dumbest things I read and dumbest thing I saw all morning. 6 Ocala, Florida residents arrested and facing charges for defrauding a bank after flaunting their crime online.
You idiot!
These 6 Florida women, they went to a bank, they deposited fake checks. They deposited bad checks. But then they were able to get $22,000 out of the bank before the bank realized that the checks were fake. And then what they did was they video recorded themselves holding up the money, laughing, dancing, singing, flaunting the money in front of the video camera. And then they put that video online. And that video is what got them busted.
You would think out of all 6 of them, not one thought, you know what, maybe this is a bad idea. That's the troubling part about it. Not one person in the group said, maybe we shouldn't put this online. Maybe we shouldn't make a video of this. We just got away with this. And the fact that it took 6 of them to even come up with this plan is also amazing. How do you split $22,000 6 ways? That's not a lot, is it?
The women arrested. Quiana High.
You idiot.
Kylacia Daniels.
You idiot.
DeQuarius Anderson.
You idiot.
Monica Thagard.
You idiot.
And Shannon Montgomery.
You idiot.
One of those names don't belong. Shannon? Come on, Shannon. What are you doing hanging out with Quavity?
Well, yeah, Kylacia, Quiana, and DeQuarius. And they're still looking for Janashi Barnes.
You idiot.
So they got five out of the six women. They're still looking for the sixth. And they're accused of working together to steal more than $22,000. So they had an idea. Let's open up bank accounts with fraudulent checks, with fake checks, checks that are no good. And they were able to get $22,000 out of the bank before the bank realized the checks weren't good. And what did them in was them video recording themselves playing with the money, dancing, singing, laughing, having a good time, and then posting the video online.
Yeah, Barnes need to stay away from social media for a little while.
So these women who defrauded the bank and then flaunted the crime online, it's the dumbest thing I read and saw all morning. Dumb, 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 dumb. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.